unpopular governor on this moment of Indiana history. After 3 years as the governor of Indiana, David Wallace became forever associated with the canal debacle and the forced exile of the Potawatomi Indians. The Pennsylvania-born West Point graduate had served 3 terms in the State House from 1828 through 1831 before becoming Noah Noble's lieutenant governor. During his 1837 run for governor, Wallace promised an improvements program that would crisscross the state with canals for ferrying Hoosiers and their goods to market. Certain that the project would quickly pay for itself, Governor-elect Wallace and the Indiana General Assembly were proven disastrously wrong. The state borrowed so much money to finance the improvements that it went bankrupt in 1840. Wallace's legacy also includes the implementation of the Indian Removal Act in the Hoosier State. Although the General Assembly had petitioned Congress to enforce the 1830 legislation, Wallace ultimately carried out the removal of the Potawatomi Indians from northern Indiana in 1838. When tribal members refused to leave, Wallace sent a militia to forcibly march more than 800 men, women, and children to Kansas, an evacuation remembered as the Trail of Death. Voted out of office in 1840, Wallace was subsequently elected to represent Indiana in the U.S. House of Representatives. During his time on the Ways and Means Committee, Wallace voted to give $30,000 to an inventor named Samuel F.B. Morse to work on his telegraph. His constituents took a dim view of the grant, however, and again put Wallace out of office. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.